Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 2nd, 2022. Prayer for the world. The situation in the world is becoming more explosive every day. The entire world is rigorously following the rapid development of events in Ukraine. Kabbalists, however, do not deal with politics and geographical boundaries. Kabbalists want only one thing, to add love or at least to decrease hatred wherever possible and reduce the confrontation between people, and we must help to do that. Therefore, the main tool is prayer. If with its help we manage to cause greater connection among people, it will be for the benefit of humanity and to delight the Creator. The Creator had to create creatures to be opposite to Him, broken, so that humanity would ask for connection above hatred and rejection. Then we will understand, feel, and discover what unity means. The main thing is to reveal the force of connection. There cannot be one without the other. Therefore, the Creator suffers more than everyone, but He has no choice. He had to create nature in this form. Our task is to try with our prayer, desire, and plea to force Him to correct everything. He is waiting for our request for correction and He will do everything right away. He needs nothing but our desire. The only thing that is initially missing in creation is our desire to be equivalent to the good force of the Creator. The Creator needs the desire of the created beings, so He created the entire creation in deficiency. And we need to reveal this deficiency. Therefore, until we ask for peace, fulfillment, perfection, love, and connection, it will not happen. We need to want connection at all levels to the full measure. By this, all of nature, all the worlds, will return to the completely corrected state where we are all connected and all of us, will reveal the force of connection, which is eternal and complete. The Messiah is not a person, but a force, a spirit that appears and disappears according to our desire. When we want to come closer to each other, it comes, and when we do not want to, it leaves. Messiah is a force that pulls, moshed, us, from our egoism to bestowal, love, and connection. Therefore, if we understand that we need this force that will pull us, from the bad into a good state, from separation to connection, from hatred to love, then we are calling on the Messiah. Let's do it together. The main problem is the indifference inherent in our nature. Sometimes a specific incident or a wounded animal touches our heart more than a war between countries. In the meantime, we exist in egoistic qualities that are not corrected. This is why we care about things that are close to our hearts. A small breakdown in your own home worries everyone more than world events, supernova star explosions, or a hurricane on the other side of Earth. This is how our egoism depicts reality to us. However, if we together with all our might ask the Creator to let us feel in the tens what it means to exit ourselves and feel the force that operates between us, then we will begin to reveal the upper force that resides among us. Then we will begin to notice things in the world that are more important to the Creator and not to our individual egoism. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 22, 2022. Writings of Balha Sulam. Introduction to the Book of Zohar. What is happening in the world? Question. I have a feeling that the world is heading toward Armageddon. In a bit of time, just another year or two, something will happen that will make the virus that has spread all over the planet seem to us as just a toy. What is happening in the world? What does Kabbalah say about this? Answer, I speak only from the perspective of Kabbalah as I have been studying it for almost 50 years. The world is moving toward its correction. It has a certain developmental program, and the program is carried out whether it is wanted or not, either with a little bloodshed or with a lot, but it is still being carried out. Now we face a big task, to make everyone understand that in the modern world we can exist only if we have goodwill in bringing people closer together. Unfortunately, this is not happening yet. Therefore, we see opposite results. But I know that the program will still lead us forward, either by blows or carrots, to the understanding that we can exist only with the mutual support of all people around the world. We will have to come to that. From CAB TV's Meetings with Kabbalah, January 5, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, Between Despair and Hope. Tens of thousands of civilians cross Ukraine's borders every hour, a mass of people laden with bags on their backs and children on their shoulders, with suitcases and memories dragging behind them. I have many students and friends in cities all over Ukraine, from Kiev to Kharkiv, from Odessa to Lviv. I receive reports from them and follow their situation with concern. They tell me how they sought shelter in cold basements or fled to nearby villages. Others sped westward in their cars for hours, praying that they would not run out of fuel and manage to escape. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNRWA, estimates that more than 500,000 Ukrainians have fled their homes as a result of the conflict, crossing the borders into neighboring countries such as Poland, Hungary, Moldova and Romania. I have no doubt that the refugees will receive support and a warm embrace in Western European countries. I also believe that they will eventually return home and not stay permanently in host countries. Canada, among others, may open its doors to permanent immigration. Israel, too, will surely act in accordance with the law of return, which gives Jews the right to relocate to Israel, and open its arms to welcome them. Israel has a place not only for the thousands of Jews who will emigrate from Eastern Europe, but for all Jews of the diaspora. Meanwhile, the world, including Israel, is helping with humanitarian aid to those affected by the conflict. But besides meeting people's basic needs, the most important help is inner support. We must ask that the spirit of love, bestowal and positive connection will soon prevail. Disagreements and wars come so that we can unite above them. Only the unity of hearts, when each cares for the well-being of the other, will save humanity. Medium published my new article Healed the Wounds. An old wound between the Russians and Ukrainians is being aggravated. It is sore and bleeding but not fully reopened. Just as Eastern European countries are now experiencing conflict, this will be felt throughout the world, in all of humanity. Eventually, everyone will experience the revelation of this war firsthand, man's control over man. Just as Eastern European countries are now experiencing conflict, this will be felt throughout the world, in all of humanity. Eventually, everyone will experience the revelation of this war firsthand, man's control over man. Before this war broke out, this ill feeling was not visible or tangible. It was deep and even slightly dormant. I remember images from the past when Russian and Ukrainian soldiers met. There was a faint inner connection between them, as if they already knew each other. And they are indeed psychologically close. They have an extensive common background. On the other hand, with the outbreak of this war, acute hatred between them has risen to the surface, a sort of hatred so strong that you can feel and sense. It is literally palpable. Two peoples who are not very different from one another, but actually are very similar, are discovering pure, clean hatred between them that precedes all ideological views. It is a natural hatred that springs from the power of human nature, which does not dress itself up in the guise of race, gender, nationality, or religion. It is not trapped in history, language, or cultural differences. It is simply the inner sensation that one hates the other. This sensation is deeper than any other kind of hatred we know. It is a spiritual hatred, and its only aim is to reveal the extent of the gulf in the relations between the two peoples and to learn from the uncovered chasm how to bridge it with love. The discovery of fractures and differences, crimes and wounds, points us to the place of repair and helps us to focus on the core of the problem. Mediation and correction are part of a long-term process that works according to the plan of creation of bringing all conflicts into harmony. We now see before us the first stage of this process. It is a fierce revelation of the power of hatred, the negative force aimed at bringing us closer to understand that there is a system of forces in nature working in us, and with us. But against this revealed hatred, love should be awakened. Stable love can be evoked only with the help of a common prayer. Incorporate in each other's desires. The essence of love and unity is in the desire. When each one pleases his friend, there is no disparity of desire among them, and all are incorporated in one desire, by which they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the purpose of the unity. Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, Likuta Holokot, Assorted Rules. Precisely by incorporating in each other's desires and filling each other, we gradually reach the Creator and become incorporated in His desire, in His oneness. There is no other way to come to this state. We just need to turn a blind eye to everything else as secondary and do only that. Throw yourself into it, and you will succeed. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022. Approaching the Creator through the network of connections between us, Lesson 1. Nothing will help but prayer. Baal HaSulam, Letter Number 57, Everything, small or great, meaning everything we have, everything we can attain in spirituality, is obtained only by the power of prayer. All the labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness, that we are unfit for anything by our own strength, for then we are convinced about it, can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him. By revealing that we do not have the strength and intention, that we cannot do anything, do not know anything, do not understand, and do not remember that we are just little egoists, that is all true, but it must be perceived correctly. Despite the absence of a real desire in everyone, we gradually begin to connect and feel that nothing can help us, except a cry. Like babies, what do they have? Crying. This is the only thing that saves them, and thanks to this they survive and grow. And, on the other hand, they have a mother who thinks about them all the time. It is the same with us. We must shout and demand for the Creator to take care of us. The more we make efforts, the more we will feel like insignificant losers. And this is only in order to achieve perfect prayer. And the Creator is constantly occupied with us, until we realize and feel His work on us, His care for us. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022, Asking the Creator to Fill the Place Between Us, Lesson 7. The Point Where Life Begins. Behold that before the emanations were emanated and the creatures were created, the upper simple light had filled the whole existence. The Ari, the Tree of Life. When a person opens a Kabbalistic book for the first time, it pierces his heart. Finally he finds the answer to all his long searches, the silent cries of a torn heart asking, "Why do I live?" It seems that everything is there, but the main thing is missing, the meaning in life for the sake of which it would be worth living. Therefore, to find the science of Kabbalah means to find life. And it may turn out later that it takes years, maybe a whole lifetime, for the actual revelation of this life, until a person finds a path, a connection with a higher power, and reveals the Creator. But the most important thing is that he already knows what it is. This life has meaning for him. Therefore, when I found the science of Kabbalah, I began to write books about it and to talk about it wherever possible to anyone who wanted to hear about it. This continues to this day and it will continue for the rest of my life. Today I have many thousands of students. What is the point in the heart that makes you cry when you hear the story of man's first encounter with the spiritual? This story touches the deepest inner desire in a man. On the one hand, he rejoices that he has found a real purpose in life so as not to live like an animal that always only cares about its existence. He finds his guiding light and discovers that this world has a higher source, the Creator who created everything, and that the purpose of this life is to reveal the Creator. The purpose of creation is for all people to unite, to come out of their egoism and reveal the highest power, the Creator, and thereby please Him. The point in the heart is really only the point from which the word begins, like the first touch of the pen to the paper. And then there will be a continuation in everything that we want to write or comprehend. But all this begins with a single initial point, which has no width, no depth, no volume. It is only the beginning. Our heart is a huge desire that includes all of reality. Everything that we can comprehend, understand, and reveal is inside our heart. The heart is not a material concept, it is not a muscle that is constantly contracting and supplying the body with blood. Through the heart and the point in the heart, we begin to know the true reality. The heart in the science of Kabbalah is called all the desires of a person of any strength and form from 0 to 100%. Everything good and everything bad that is in a person is inside his heart. And among all desires, there is one that island called a point in the heart. This point is connected with something very high called the Creator. It is He who created the heart through which man perceives all reality. But through a point in the heart, a person can achieve a feeling and connection with his Creator. This is why it is so important for us to open a point in the heart, and through it open the whole heart created by the Creator. Then we will be able to understand and comprehend why the Creator created all this. On this path we come to know and comprehend the Creator, reveal His plan and how we ourselves can take an active part in it. From Cab TV's Basic Concepts in the Science of Kabbalah, February 6, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why are some people so quick to blame Jewish people for everything? Where does this mindset come from? Indeed, Jews have received the blame for a lot of phenomena throughout history, from poisoning wells to creating viruses, and from drinking children's blood to running the world. Often the blame is completely illogical, yet it becomes accepted by masses of people. Why is this the case? Around 3,800 years ago, in a time of great division in human society, Abraham, a priest, explained to anyone willing to listen to him that the human ego had increased, and that people needed to rise above it. His followers received the name the People of Israel, Israel from the words Yasharkel, straight to God, and Abraham guided their unity to a state of love your friend as yourself above their divisions. Later, this group became known as the Jews, where the Hebrew word for Jew, Yehudi, comes from the word for united, Yehudi. This group detached from human society because they had an opposite direction in life to the rest of the people. In other words, by primarily wishing to reach a state of love your friend as yourself, they became detached from the egoistic goals that ran rampant throughout Babylonian society at the time. Then, around 2,000 years ago, this group separated and scattered in all directions. They lost track of what initially brought them together, and continued to exist without directing themselves at a goal of uniting above their differences. This period is called the 2,000 years of exile. Now, the time has come when we as humanity increasingly feel our interdependence, and we likewise need to undergo a process of unifying above our divisive drives in order to realize our interdependence harmoniously. At the same time, humanity has no idea how to apply itself to such a process, and more people thus instinctively feel that the Jews are to blame for all kinds of problems in their lives. We thus see surges in anti-Semitic crimes and sentiment from one year to the next. Why is there an instinctive feeling of blame and hatred for the Jews? It is because the Jewish people were formed due to their attainment of unity above division, that is, the attainment of the state of love your friend as yourself amid an increasingly divided society, And they hold the method that Abraham once granted them in order to rise above their divisive drives in order to attain the sublimity of unity. Today, however, the Jews themselves have no idea that they hold such a method, and thus they do not implement it. Instead of realizing what made them Jews to begin with, they try to live solely according to the smorgasbord of corporeal goals at everyone's fingertips. Therefore, more and more people subconsciously feel as if the Jews are robbing them of something, without pinpointing that what they mostly lack is a harmonious connection to expand throughout human society, which would bring about happiness, peace and love to everyone, and that the Jews hold a method to achieve such a state. Likewise, Jews themselves also do not understand that the method to achieve such exalted unity above division is what brought them together and made them Jewish to begin with. They only feel hated, not knowing why they consistently become the targets of accusations, while they, disproportionately to other nations, make significant advances in fields that seemingly contribute much benefit to humanity, such as science, medicine, technology and culture. Only Kabbalists, which are merely a few hundred from among the Jewish people, exert in trying to communicate the message to Jews about their role, and how it ties in with the cause and solution to antisemitism. Moreover, antisemitism is exponentially rising in our era, and history has shown the terrible consequences that can come about when the antisemitic inclination is left untreated. We have the ability, however, to take hold of the method to unite above the abundant divisive drives in our society today, attain the most magnificent goal of love your friend as yourself that has been given to humanity, and by doing so, act as a conduit of the positive force dwelling in nature to reach every person in humanity. It is thus my hope that the Jewish people will awaken to their role sooner rather than later, and that they start making motions in the direction of unity. A good future not only for Jews, but for humanity as a whole, depends on it. Based on the video Why Are Jews Blamed for Everything? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Haim Ras. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. A common prayer? Question: what should we do if we delay a prayer and slow it down? How can we remove this inhibition? Answer: set for each other an example even if you do not feel like it. But if you show others that you have what to turn to the Creator with and how, they will take it seriously, even though it will be a game on your part. That is how it is done. Comment: you say that prayer should come from the bottom of the heart. But with us, when we make a prayer from the entire den, it appears purely mechanically. My response: I am not saying you should do that. This is incorrect. You cannot mechanically take a sentence from everyone and make up the text of the prayer. You will only hurt each other. You must collect, analyze your desires, aspirations, and goals, and make one common whole out of them. This is called a common prayer. There is no other way. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Asking the Creator to fill the place between us, Lesson 7. When gold is devalued. Question: in 2020, gold was becoming cheaper, but it was the beginning of a pandemic, so people were not up to buying it. But in 2021, prices suddenly shot up and today the price of gold has reached 30-year record high. People are actively buying physical gold in the form of bars, coins, and jewelry. I want to ask you, as a Kabbalist, what is it about gold? After all, it is all about beautifying. Answer: beautifying the ego. We just want to put our efforts into some kind of material objects that are immutable, that won't disappear or decay, that won't rust. Question: what is gold on a spiritual level? Answer: it's egoism in its purest form. Gold relates to Keter, and silver relates to Bina. Question: can you explain it in a simple way? Answer: when true egoism is corrected, it is represented by gold, and when it is on the way to correction, in other words, Halfway toward correction, it is silver, Bina and Keter. Question, letters, proceed from the fact that the spiritual affects us, one way or another. We are branches, while the roots of everything are spiritual. But then what about gold? Answer, it remains. Question, nothing can replace it? Answer, number question, even in times of hunger? Even when there is no bread? Answer, no. When there's no bread, then no. But once we start adding something to bread, gold immediately begins to appear. It is made for the living. Question. This means that when we talk about necessities, we are talking about bread. But what about when we talk about our world, the world of excess? Answer. People die for metal. Question. What conclusion do you draw from all this? Answer. My conclusion is very simple, as long as egoism rules, gold will be the universal, global equivalent of these egoistic forces. But once people trade their egos for good connections between them, gold will simply be equated to an ordinary metal, a regular material, and will no longer be used for trade. Only the value of bestowal to each other will be used as a measure for trading. This is a completely different material. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 3, 2022.